welcome team, they have papers and pens. If you don't have papers and pen, the welcome team are going to give you. I want everybody to be writing. If you have your phones, bring your phone down. And this morning, we're going to be doing a lot of meditation. So we're going to be doing a lot of meditation this morning, personally and as a church. So this month of May, we are looking at a theme. Who knows the theme for this month? Can you shout it out? Louder. Building a spiritual house. And sometimes when we hear theme, we think, oh, God is speaking to certain people. God is speaking to the building. Or God is speaking to everyone as a collective. But God is speaking to individuals. When you hear a word in church, don't say, oh, yes, the pastor's talking about Shaniqua. She's not here. Why don't you think God is talking about me? We do that. We hear a word, we're like, yes, pastor's talking about that person. Why is it that we can't say God is actually talking to me? So this morning, for the sake of titles, we're going to be talking about building as a process. And all of us here, we are all young. And as young people, every one of us, 40, 50, we are all children of the Most High God. So sometimes we think a building has to start like you want to get something, but you have to get it immediately. Well, the Spirit of God is telling us this morning that building is a process. It takes time. It takes a lot. And one of the things the Holy Spirit told me was that many of us compare ourselves with others, using others' lives' journey as a specification on how our lives or our journey should be in life. And we've forgotten that we are all different. Even a child, twins that are in the same belly, they are different. So God is building a spiritual house in this season, not just in this month. God has spoken his word that I am building a spiritual house. It's not just going to happen immediately. It's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of things for we don't get to that place where we know everything about God. God is a person, is a spirit that it keeps revealing himself to us. It keeps constantly, whatever stage you are at now, God keeps revealing himself to us. So the way God is going to build you is different from how God is going to build a person sitting next to you. And many of us, we think, oh, I want to have the same anointing as that person. I want to have the same anointing as that person. No. Ask God, God, I want to be the person you want me to be. Take me through my own process, not the process you're taking that person through, not the process you're taking Julie to, not the process you're taking Pams through, but the process you want me to go through to get to where you are taking me to, for me to be that spiritual house that you want me to be. And the earlier we understand that it is a process and it is an individual thing, the better the process would be. Then we'll stop struggling. When you see that other people's journey in life is different from yours, you will stop struggling. You will stop looking left and right. It's just like you are on a race. If you keep looking left and right, you will never get to your destination. You will never get to where God wants you to be. So this morning, as I'm talking, I want you to start thinking. And if anything comes to mind, write those things down. We think God cannot use us as young people, whatever stage you have. You think God cannot speak to you. God speaks. It's just for us to listen, to be attentive to what God is saying to us in every season of our life. You know, we are different. The way God is going to build you is different from the way God is going to build the other person. It's just, for example, like a cake. You have a sponge cake and a red velvet cake. They're both cakes, but they're different ingredients that goes into it. Even some of the ingredients are the same, but most of the ingredients are different. Are you a red velvet? Are you a sponge? Are you a coconut cake? I want us to start thinking that our journey is different. Your journey will never be like the person sat next to you. So the building process will be different. And when God builds, it builds with an agenda in mind. God is not bored in heaven and thinks, oh, I can just do anything. God builds with an agenda. God is a detail-oriented God. God deals with specification and he knows exactly what he wants. He knows exactly what he wants. In Genesis chapter 2, from verse 1. As I said, I'm not preaching to us. I'm just trying to get us to start thinking and just start thinking of the being we are and stop comparing our journeys with other people, because this walk is a process. The building is a process. In Genesis, chapter 2, verse 1, he says, so the creation, can I have the NLT version, please? Oh, sorry. So the creation of the heavens and earth and everything in them was, sorry, chapter 1, I said chapter 2. I was thinking, what's that? So he says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And verse 2 now talks about God's agenda. I'm going to read it the way I understand it, the way I wrote it down here. God's agenda was for the earth to be formed. God's agenda was for the earth not to be empty. And God's agenda was for the deep waters not to be covered with darkness. And that's exactly what God is trying to achieve in our lives, in your life, in your life, in your life, in the person sitting next to you. This is what God is trying to achieve in our life. For your life not to be formless, for it to take shape and have direction, for your life not to be empty, for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and for darkness not to be part of your life, and for us not to be blinded by the doctrines of this world. That is God's agenda for us. And as I said earlier on, that building is a process. Whatever stage you are at now, wherever you are at now, do not feel bad. Don't think these people are better than me. That person is better than I am. We are not here to judge. God is the one who judges. Even though we rebuke in love, but God is the one who judges. So don't think you are not better. Like, don't think you're not good. God is building us as individuals. As he's giving us his word, that he's building a spiritual, he's building us as individuals, he's building us husbands, wives, children, as a single person, as an employee, as an employer, as a student. God is building us differently. And also that brought me to when God gave Noah instruction to build an ark. God gave Noah specifics. He gave him specifics. The way he wanted the ark to be. The measurement in Genesis 6, 14 to 16. And Noah listened and followed what God told him to do. Have you ever thought, what if he had not followed God's process of building? Because we think some things has to be a certain way. God has to do things a certain way. Why can't this thing be like this? But God is taking us on a journey. It is a process. What specification is God giving you right now? As I said, as I'm talking, I want us to start thinking and start writing. What are the instructions that the Lord is giving you as a student, as a wife, as a husband, as a daughter, as a son? As a single person, What are the instructions? What are the specifications that God is giving you right now? Because God speaks. It now depends on you if you want to listen or not. God is always speaking. What is that thing that God is telling you to do that you haven't done? The journey is a process. It is our responsibilities as sons and daughters. God is not going to come down from heaven to do some certain things for us. He expects us to grow. It is my responsibility to grow. I want you to say that. Say, it is my responsibility to grow. Say again, it is my responsibility to grow. The journey is a process. And that's the purpose why we are being built. You're different. You're a different stone from me. You are different. So the cotton is going to be different. The cotton will be different. And while the cotton is going on, you know, some stages might be a painful stage. You know, it will require your time. The building is a process. It would require your time. It would require investment. You invest in. It can just be something as God telling you to go and take a course that you probably have to pay £600 for. It will require investment. Building is a process. It will require cutting. You're probably going to have to do it with some of your friends. Mm-hmm. It require cutting. Some behaviors, some habits that God has been telling you to cut off. As I said, it's a process. We are all work in progress. So do not, I'm talking to myself as well. So do not feel bad if you think, oh my God, I'm a mess. I don't think God can ever do something with me. For all have sinned and come short the glory of God. It will require pruning and it will require work. And at the end of it, the results will be beautiful. Because God wants to build a spiritual house. He wants to build you from the inside out. So why don't you just think about the joy ahead, think about the glory ahead, you know? Why don't you sacrifice today's just few minutes happiness for an eternal glory? Or you're being advised to do things this way, why don't you just look past those things and just follow the process that God is taking you through? And so many times we just want to rush out of that journey that God is making us grow, because as we're going through those path, we are growing in Him. Sometimes we just want to rush out. I've been single for too long. That kind of, I'm talking about myself now. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like I say that, but I'm just using it like an example. Like you're praying, oh God, I've been at this stage for too long. Why don't you just enjoy that moment? It's a building process. So don't rush out of that thing you're going through right now, because it is a process. God is building you. I know we've heard this so many times, but God is a good father. He's a loving father. He cares about every single one of us. It is a process. And making something takes time. It takes time. This building was not built in a day. It takes a lot. You have to think about it. You have to get investors. You have to get people that would bring money. You have to contact suppliers. They have to people that would make the bricks. It takes time. It takes time. It takes time. It's a process. God is building us into who He wants us to be as individuals. And finally, I'll just give an example of a butterfly. You know, a butterfly doesn't become a butterfly at the beginning. It doesn't start its journey as a butterfly. Think about it. It doesn't start its journey as a butterfly. It starts its journey as an egg, a tiny egg. But God's agenda was for that egg to become a butterfly. And at that stage, that egg is very fragile. Could it be that's where you are right now? You're very fragile. You probably don't know what to do, or you're probably thinking that nothing much. I can't really do anything much. God, I don't think God can use someone like me. I don't think nothing much. And sometimes we think God using me is you holding the mic. No. You don't have to stand and preach for God to use you. Where you are in your department, God can use you. You can't be different. You can be the light and the change. In your family, in amongst your friends, you can be the light. God can use you anywhere. On social media, God can use you. You can be posting things and people text you and say, wow, what you just posted. Oh my God, how did you know I was going through that? You can be that. God can use you. It's not when you stand in front of millions. Anywhere you are, God can use you. And also the company you keep matters when God is building you. I'm still talking about the butterfly, but the company you keep matters. Because you're very delicate, you're very fragile during the building process, you're very touchy, and you just don't want to hang around any. I'm not saying we shouldn't have friends, but in choosing our friends, let's be discerning. And if you're not gaining anything from those friends, if all they do is to put you down or ask you to do things that you know that you can never do it in front of your parent, no. So the company we keep really matters at that stage, because we are being formed at that stage. So from the egg, it goes into being a lover. And that's where the growth starts to take place. And the caterpillar then arch from the egg. And during that process, I said earlier that building is a process. It's sometimes it's going to be painful. And during that process of the butterfly being the larva, it starts to shed off its skin. And you just imagine skin shedding off. Like, that would be so painful. So God is cutting. He is cutting. God is cutting. And at that stage, that larva stage, the caterpillar start eating a lot. It feeds a lot. So feeding on God's word, even at this point in time. The technology has made life easier for us. Your Bible on the phone, you have a lot of notes that you can use to make notes. Lots of Bible study plan, SAP Church. I know we do a Bible study plan. Even though some people don't really read it, but I hope we'll repent. So during that period, you feed on God's word. And it becomes a pupa. Then that's where the larva has reached its full potential in terms of length. And then it becomes a butterfly. It emerged as a butterfly. As that spiritual house God is building, it is a process. where you are right now is a process. And the Bible says in Philippians 1:6, it says, "And I am certain that God who began the good work within you will continue his work until it's finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." It is a process. You know, I just want us to bow our heads and just think about the word that you have heard today. It is a process. Don't just keep calm and don't rush. God wants to build because of he knows what he wants you to do. He knows tomorrow. God will see the end from the beginning. Though the process is painful, just tarry. Just stay. Just learn the things God is trying to teach you in that season. It's a process. It's a process. And as I was preparing last night, this song just keeps coming back. I remember back in uni, I used to sing this song, especially when I felt like this song was the song that just brought me back on my feet, and I kept singing and declaring this song. And if you know the song, I just want us to sing it together. Not worthy. You know, you can just make that decision where you are sat. Because God wants to build, and God needs a vessel that will yield completely. Not a vessel that will be struggling, because when we struggle, it doesn't shape us into what God. Just imagine the potter and the clay, and the clay is struggling with the potter. The clay wouldn't come out the shape the potter wants the clay to be. Struggling with what you cannot change anyways. Building is a process. It's going to take time. It's going to require us investing. It's going to be painful because there's going to be a lot of cutting, because God wants to fit us into his plan, into his agenda.
Amen. Good morning, church.